got a little fall on me. I prayed it might be a help to somebody. We usually, when we read, what we're going to read is, we talk about the church being established and set up. And I believe the Lord's church was set up in the mountain. I believe he prayed and he called unto him who he would. And he called the 12 and up into the mountain. And he prayed and he laid hands upon them. He said his church up there in the Corinthian letter, it says that he said in the church first apostles. And so that's where he set the church up.
Amen.
There in that mountain, Mount Zion. I believe today she's still carrying on his word. But our thought is has the word of God profited you?
Amen.
Have you found profit out of the word of God? I pray that we'd be able to say something that might be able to help everybody today, be able to help the church, be able to help those that are hurting. If you're here today and you're lost, and I pray that it'd be a help to you. And so y'all pray for me. I want to read from Isaiah chapter 2. And keep in mind what our thought is. Has the word of God been a prophet to you? I preached, I believe the last time I got to preach here, I preached on us being a prophet to him and bringing a prophet to him. So today I want to turn it around and look at the word of God being a prophet to us. And I profited from the word of God. It has helped me throughout my life. I got to hear the gospel. And I believe the gospel was gave to the church, not a preacher. I believe 99% of the people, or maybe 90%, I don't know, that get saved will hear the gospel through a preacher. But I believe that if you're here today and you've been saved by God's grace, you can tell somebody about Jesus. I believe that. But listen, the gospel was gave to the church. But it says here, it said the word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it come to pass in the days that, in the last days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it, and that many people shall say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And that's reading three verses there in the second chapter of Isaiah. And I've struggled on what, should I go ahead and take my text from where my thought comes from, or should I take it from somewhere else? And I still don't know what I need to do. I want to follow the Lord today, but I guess this is where our thought come from. And it's in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, and many of you that read the Bible all the time will know, may know where when I talked about it, but we find in the third chapter where the children of Israel, the Lord was bringing them through the wilderness, and we find that they would not listen to God. They kept rebelling against God. But the main thing I find that they didn't get to enter into God's rest because they didn't hear God, and they didn't hear the word of God. Only two, Joshua and Caleb, got to enter in. It was above the age of 20 years of age, if I ain't mistaken. Got to enter into the promised land because they believed God when God told them that they would could go into Canaan and take that land, to go take it. They was the only two that went and spied it out, that come back and said, it's ours and we can take it. They believed God. And so I want to ask you today, has the word of God been a prophet to you? So in the fourth chapter, in the second verse, it says, for unto us the gospel is preached as well unto them. And when it's talking about to them, you go back in the third chapter, it's talking about them that was in the wilderness. And the gospel was preached to them, even in the wilderness, in types and shadows. Jesus Christ has always been the way. And he was preached to them. He said, "How far unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them? But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." So it wasn't a profit to them because they didn't believe the word of God. And I want you to listen to me today. I hope that, like I said, we'll have a little something for all of us. I pray today if you're here lost, the word of God would be finally a profit to you. That you would believe it, you would receive that word. I'm mixed with faith, believing the word. I've said this over and over, and I believe it that way. Jesus, it says over there, Jesus came in his own, but his own received him not, but the many received him, gave power to become sons of God. You have to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ to ever be saved. If you won't believe the gospel, you don't believe that he came and he died and he resurrected for your sins that you might live, you will never be saved. That's been mixed with faith. So you got, that's the only way the word of God is going to profit you. As it goes out, you believe the word. So, as a young man, I believe the word. My brother Pete Porter stood up, and I tell you, the sermon that got to me, a lot of people came, but the one got to me, that the house being built on sand, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I want you to know today, whatever you're building your life upon, if it ain't on Jesus Christ, it is going to fall. But I heard the word, and I believed the word, and I called upon the name of the Lord, and I was saved. But listen to me, I've entered into his rest that night at Rocky Mount Church, but there's been many times since then that I've went to the house of the Lord. When people said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. There have been many times that I've went since that I was hurting and I needed something. And a man of God stood up and he preached something that just for me. I believe God said it just for me. Maybe others say it for them, but for me, it was just for me. There was times he rebuked me. There was times I needed to be brought down. There was times it needed to be doctrine that I needed to hear something that maybe I'd never heard before, and I got to learn a little bit. There was times it was that words of comfort that helped me. It's been a profit to me. The word of God has been. It's helped me through my life. It's helped me since I cannot explain to you how much the word of God has profited for me. I've gained so much from it. No, not material wise. I know I'm just a poor man. I have no problem with that. But where I've gained is spiritual. And I want you to know how we're living in a time today. I'm not talking about, I don't expect everybody to come in when everybody's sick and pack the house full. I understand that. But at least make an effort to come. There's a couple of weeks we had to sit out there in the parking lot, and a young preacher, two young preachers, Matt and Steve, I stood up here and preached, and help me. They help me. Listen, the word of God will help you. And it ain't only just being preached, but I believe we need to go to it. Go, how would we find over another in the scripture where the man of God stood up in the pulpit, and when he read the word of God, they stood up. Amen. And when he got through reading it, everybody said amen. The word of God will profit you and help you. Ain't it good when you read over, and The Psalms, the 23rd chapter, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff have comforted me." Ain't it good when you find in the scripture where Job stands and he loses everything he's got. His children, he loses everything. All his material good. And I want you to know he shaves his head, rinses his clothes, and he says, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away." But he says, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Ain't it good when you find something like that? And it is so much better when you see people apply that word to their life. They come in and they talk about, they shout and say, "I can't wait to see him." Still looking for him, even though they're going through stuff. When you see a little young lady, a widow woman, you go in her house and sit down and talk to her, and her Bible sitting right beside her where she's looking in the Word of God, looking for comfort in it, because that's the only place she knows to look. That'll help you. That, how much has the Word of God profited you, church? How much? It'll strengthen you. It'll help you. What did Jesus? He taught him a hard saying once. He taught him that unless you take of my body and drink of my blood, you'll have no part with me. And when he told him that, a bunch of them began to depart and go away from him. They said, "This is a hard saying." Jesus said, "Does this offend you?" I want you to know, sometimes the Word of God offends people. Some people just can't handle the Word of God. Oh, they'll get mad if you preach to them hard. I've had people come to me, come around a handshake and say, "Preacher, you stepped on my toes today." Listen, I told one time, I said, "I'm sorry, I missed." He said, "No, you got them." I said, "No, I was aiming at your heart." Listen, we never want to hurt nobody. Never. But I've had people get up and walk out as you preach the Word of God. It offends them. So they walked off and they left him. Turned away. And he asked the 12, he said, "Will you go also?" Peter said, "Where will we go, Lord? Thou had the words of life. Has the Word of God profited you?" Thinking that prophet Peter a little bit. He done been through some things, but he was going to go through a whole lot more. That man was going to go through a whole lot more, and he was going to learn. I want you to know the Word of God is a prophet to you. The Bible says, "Preaching to the cross and him that perish is foolishness, but us which are saved is the power of God unto salvation." You don't think it can't profit you? It can help you if you will hear the Word and mix it with faith. I want you to know, without faith, it says it's impossible to please him. There ain't nothing you can do to please God without it. But if you'll believe the gospel, go to him and call on him, he'll save your soul. If you're out in the world and the world's got a hold of you, y'all heard me talk about it, and I'm going to tell it again because it made a difference in my life. Brother David Swindle preached about 2 or 3 sermons that changed my life. He rebuked me. He did. I tell you, I'll just be honest with you. I've said it jokingly, but I don't know if he knowed some of it was going on learning or not. I don't. But he stood up there 3 Sundays in a row, and I sat right over on the amen corner, and every once in a while he'd just point. Or it felt like he was. Maybe he wouldn't. For about 3 Sundays, that man wore me out. And I ain't going to lie, I finally just started getting mad. I'm just telling the truth. I might as well just tell you the truth. I thought, he's heard everything. I'm crying, "Lord, he's heard all this stuff on me. And now he's getting up here telling everybody in the church about me." I thought, finally just told him, I got the boy. I was just kind of joking, but I was serious. I said, if you preach on backhoe operators, I'd see it for me. I'm done. But the Lord showed me, he said, I'm trying to help you. And then I took those sermons and I started applying them to my life. And next thing you know, my life was changing. My home changed. It was a prophet to me. It was bitter. It was hard to swallow, but it done me some good. And then I've heard men stand up and preach on something when I'd hurt so bad and I needed it so bad. Or I'd just be studying and come across something that I needed to find so bad. And then in all once he says, here it is. And all of a sudden you just feel so much better. We taught on the resurrection last year down in the Bible study. I wish some of you that's hurt would come this Wednesday night and hear Brother Murray's doing such a good job. But the Lord showed me a few things a few years ago to do with the resurrection and about heaven and how I believe it's more special than we can ever tell anybody about. But I began to find just a few nuggets and may bring it out a few nuggets here and yonder. And I want you to realize I'm getting a profit from it. I get more excited about heaven anymore. I've always been thankful that I was going. But listen to me. It's getting more real to me. And I think it's going to be the grandest thing. Yeah, we're going to see. Her faith is going to end inside. But the Word of God has been a prophet to me. I've been able not just to enter in His rest when I got saved, but there's been so many other times along the way that I've been able to enter into rest. Paul told Timothy, he said, that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. What did he tell them? What's the scripture say over in Deuteronomy chapter 6? It says, teach it when you raise up, as you walk through the day, and when you lay down. Who do we teach that to? Our children.
Amen.
He said, from child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Listen, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine and reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I don't think it's just for the man of God. I think it's for that little widow woman that's sitting with her Bible sitting beside her chair that don't understand what all's going on. And while things have to happen, I don't understand it all neither. But if you'll pray and study the Word of God, you'll find little nuggets in there.
Amen.
That'll be a profit to you.
Amen.
I believe us as preachers, if we'll study to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the Word of truth, it'll be a profit not only to us, but the ones that sit and hear us.
Amen.
But Moses and Aaron told them over and over and over, and they never got to enter into the rest. It never was a profit to them. I wonder how many times that they heard. The only way the Word of God is ever going to be a profit to you is you to believe it.
Amen.
And apply it. If you're here today and you're lost, quit sitting there not doing nothing about it.
Amen.
If you're ever going to enter in His rest, you're going to have to believe what I'm telling you is the truth.
Amen.
If you're here and your heart broke, you're going to have to believe that He's a God of comfort.
Amen.
He's a God of mercy. He's the God that His thoughts and ways are higher than ours.
and it'll be a profit to you. If you're here and you're out in the world, and the world's got a hold of you, and you don't care nothing about going up to the house of the Lord to hearing the word of God, I want to tell you, it ain't going to be no help to you unless you come desiring and to put what you get to use. Amen. It'll be a profit to you. I'm fixing to be done. I preached on this probably as much here as I ever have anything about our mirror. Some of you may have not ever heard it, but I pray the word of God will be a prophet to you. It'll change your life. James said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Are you here and not doing nothing about it? I see some of you come Sunday after Sunday, we preach too, and that's lost. And I want to tell y'all something. It's hard. I think about my Lord. How he tell them and they wouldn't hear. And he told us, he said, if they won't hear me, they ain't going to hear you. You ain't no better than I am. But you come and you just pour your heart out. And I'm not saying I'm a good preacher, I'm not, but I give you all I got. And you never do nothing. It'll never be no profit to you if you don't do nothing. Amen. Don't be just a hearer, but be a doer. That's right. And that goes for us too. Amen. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. And I've told y'all about this. You're over here and you look in there. And if you'll get up there close enough, you'll see every flaw that's about you. It'll show you everything about you. That's what the word of God does. It shows you every flaw about you in your life. It can be a help to you, or you can just forget about it. The first time I preached on this, and I'll read the rest of it, and I'm going to be done. I'm still fat and big. I'm still not in good shape. I know that. I don't need nobody to tell me that. So if you're sitting out there and I go talk about being fat, and you say, well, you're still fat, I know. Okay? I know I am. But our dresser was there beside the bed, and I don't know about the rest of you. I don't sleep with a shirt on. I ain't trying to put a mental picture in nobody's head. You don't want to see it. Listen, our bed was there sat in the dresser right here in that big mirror, and I'd go get in bed, and I'd pull my shirt off, and I'd look over in that mirror, and there'd my belly be just hanging out there. I'd lay down in the bed and I'd think, boy, you know, in the morning I'm going to get up and I'm going to eat a boiled egg and one piece of toast. That's all I'm eating. I've got to do something about this. I got to change. And I'd lay there and think about it a while. And then after a while, you go think, well, you know, I didn't look that bad. I believe I'll just go ahead and have sausage and eggs, like maybe a pancake like I normally do. It'll be all right. I really didn't look that bad. See, that's what we do. We come and the man of God stands up and he preaches and it starts hitting us and it hurts a little bit. And you start seeing your flaws and then you walk out and you get to the parking lot and you just, boy, I really got to do better. I got to change. And then you get out at the end of the road and you go thinking, well, I really ain't that bad. And well, I bet he's got his problems too. And so I heard about what his daughter done. Time you get to town, you're pretty good shape. And it ain't helped you a bit.
That's right.
Has it been a profit to you? Do you really believe he's a God of comfort? Do you really believe he's a God of mercy? Do you really believe he's a God that saves? Don't just hear it. Do something about it.
Amen.
For a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man that beholdeth his natural face in the glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way. Straightway forgetteth what manner of a man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. It will be a profit unto you. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not at his tongue and deceiveth his own heart, this man religion is vain. Pure religion is undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless, the widows and their affliction, and keep himself unspotted from the world. Has it been a profit to you? Have you applied those things? Not all of it, but just what he just said there. Has it been a profit to you? Listen to me, lost friend. Pay attention for a second. You can come till now until the Lord comes back. And you can hear me preach. You can hear some of the best preachers. And you get to hear some of the best ones this country has offered that God's called out. And if you don't let that word be a prophet to you, it's never going to help you.
That's right. Amen.
Listen to me, preachers. You can study this word and know it from one, the front to the end. And if you don't let it be a prophet to you, it'll never help you. Listen to me, church member.
Amen.
The same goes for you.
Amen.
You can know every bit of it. But if you don't ever apply it to your lives, it'll never be a profit to you. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. Believe. Believest thou this? Do you believe? That's my little thought. It may not mean much to y'all, but she sure has been a prophet to me. It changed my life. It's still changing my life. Through the Holy Spirit of God and His Word, I'm still on that spinning wheel. He's still squeezing. He's shaping. He's still the potter and I'm still the clay. And He's trying to make me into something He'd be pleased with, that He'd be a prophet unto Him. You think being lost hurts? It's going to hurt. But it can be fixed.
That's right.
Leave us now this. That's my thought. If you got a song, Brother Myron, we'll have a song. We'll give an altar call. I pray that something was said today that'll be a help to you. No matter how hard the deepest valley you're in, He is the rose of Sharon. He is the lily of the valley. When you walk in that deep, dark valley, do you believe the word of God? If you do, it'll be a prophet to you. I believe that. Go ahead.